with diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion on climate change, titled Going in the Noble Direction, via video conference with our association members in Auckland, New Zealand, on August the 19th, 2008.
Dear Master, knowing that we have limited time left due to the effects of global warming, I was wondering what to do, as I understand that we should not leave the world being in debt. So, should I work full-time to pay off my debts and meditate less, or should I work part-time to meditate more and forget about my debts? And what happens if we still owe the debt? Where do we go to repay it if the world is not there anymore? Thank you, Master.
I don't know how much you own. It depends. Huh? If you own billions of dollars, I think you have to work many more lifetimes to pay, no? The thing is, I have also advised you how to live simple life, yeah? If you can't afford a house, don't bother buying it. And if you already bought the house and you think that you have too much debt, and you just sell it, and you move into smaller apartments, smaller house, or just a studio, it depends on how many people. Or if you're single and no tie attached, you can go live with another initiate together in one apartment. There's no need for one person to have 3-4 rooms, or 2 rooms apartment even, yeah? Just do according to your budget, yeah? Live according to your mean. That's the best way to live. I have always lived that way. I don't know why you have to incur debt to buy house or anything else.
It was a student loan, Master.
Well, then you have to work to pay for it.
Okay. Thank you.
You meditate more, you still have debt. You know, the physical debt you had to pay. There's no running away from our obligation, especially when you yourself incurred it. You have to pay for it, okay? You have to work more, or you have to eat less, you have to live in a tent, whatever. Work, save money, pay as quick as possible. That's what it is.
Thank you, Master.
Cut down your expenses to the minimum so that you can pay your debt quickly.
Yes, thanks, Master.
Think of the way to do it. For example, if you live too far away from your work and you need a car, and then you move to somewhere next to your work so you can walk every day, or you go by bus to work to save the money for insurance, for car, for petrol, in order to pay more for the debt, yeah? Instead of living in 2-3-room apartment, you go live in a studio, or, you know, as cheap as possible, as long as you can survive, so that you save more money to pay for the debt. There are many ways we can pay the debt, yeah? Eat at home, don't eat too much outside. You go eat outside, it's more expensive. Eat at home, it's cheaper. Or live with another initiate to save even more money. Do sponge bath or whatever for a couple of years. Live by your mean. Live to, you know, minimum only to survive. And you save all the money you can save to pay off the debt.
Yes.
It's no good going out smelling all the best perfume and then your account is minus 10,000. Try to be frugal and then you will pay your debt quicker, okay?
Yes, Master. Thank you.
Good luck. In USA, there was a millionaire. You know how he became millionaire? You read the story of the Vietnamese who has become millionaire in the United States? He was a millionaire in Vietnam, multi-millionaire already, but he went abroad, became a refugee, yeah? And then he lost everything, of course, when he left. It's a true story, yeah? He settled in America and he has nothing at all, so he has to work for his cousin in a bakery shop, selling bread and cakes and all that. So for several years, I can't remember how many years, but it's not more than 4 years. He lived at the back room of the bakery shop with the permission of his cousin, also to guard the shop. And he and his wife, even two of them, lived at the back of the bakery, belonged to his cousin, so that they don't have to pay rent. And they don't have to pay for car or bus or nothing. And they eat very simple together there, and they take sponge baths for all those years. They save every penny they can. And within 3 or 4 years, he bought the bakery shop from his cousin, become the owner, and continue doing sponge bath and live on the back of the bakery. A multimillionaire who has been used to with money and with servants and with respect and service everywhere in Vietnam. He started from zero, below zero even. And then he bought the bakery shop and then diligently working, not even renting a room yet. Continue to live with a sponge bath, you know what I mean? From the sink, bathing from the sink. And then continue with his wife like that and saving every little penny they can. Eat simple, wear simple clothes, never buy anything expensive, just secondhand or maybe just wear the same clothes for a long time. So after a while, he bought another bakery shop and another bakery shop and so on and so forth, and he become millionaire again in no time. It's a true story of a Vietnamese refugee in the United States. I think it's in California. Okay, so now, if I have told you to live with your initiate brothers and sisters to save your money and walk wherever you can and go on bus wherever you can, you must reorganize your priority in life. Which one is better? Freedom from debt or living a life of, luxury or having a warrior at the back of your mind all the time? Anyway, even if you can live together with an initiate or a small apartment or anywhere you can, it's already much better than many refugees. Think of the people who have much less than we, okay? And they survive. So whatever is your circumstance, you're already on top of the world.
Okay, Master, thanks. Hello, Master.
Hello.
Would you please allow me to thank you for all you have done in my life? Because you repair my heart, my emotions, and make me happy, healthy, and whole by your deepest sacred love. All because of you, I am able to face a worldly life and have the courage to face it. It's you who supports the whole sky of my life. I thank you from the bottom of my heart and soul. My question is, I have a 7-year-old son who loves Master very much, always eats vegetarian food when he's with me, but his dad is not vegetarian and offers him meat and non-vegetarian food when they are together. Dear Master, what should I do under such circumstances? How can I protect my child from eating meat, though not much? Thank you, Master.
You and your husband are not together.
We are together right now. I mean, dinner time when he came back from work, he offered non-vegetarian food to my son.
You cook non-vegetarian food at home?
He cook for himself and my son.
Why don't you cook?
I cook vegetarian food for all the family.
And he doesn't eat it?
he eat a little bit only, because he mainly eats non-vegetarian meat.
I understand. You don't give him all the information about the harmful effect of meat diet from the scientist research.
He's very strong-minded. I don't think he can believe it right now.
If you want to talk to somebody, you have to talk from his point of view. And you don't even need to talk. You print out all the information from the Supreme Master TV about the harmful effect of the meat diet from the scientist's point of view. And you talk to him sweetly, like, I understand that you want our son to be healthy and intelligent. But I read in the research of the scientists, it is like this, like that, like that. Why don't you please just have a look at it and tell me what do you think? You don't just force your opinion on him. You are more strong-minded than him. I mean, it's okay to be more strong-minded in a spiritual way. But when you want to convince somebody, you have to be on his side first. You have to be good to him.
Understand.
You have to be good and sweet, and you have to be more humble. It's good that he still live with you and let you eat vegetarian even. I mean, some husband would try to make trouble for a wife if she is vegetarian, but he doesn't. At least he let you free, and this is very good of him already. So now, you have to tell your son that if you don't like to eat meat, you have to tell your father, I don't want it, and cry out and go out, whatever. And then after a while, your husband will get used to it, and don't try to force the son anymore. You have to talk to your son. Tell him you are 7 years old already. You know what is good for you, and you read all the information for him. So let him know why he should not eat meat and why he should eat vegetarian. To be healthy, to be compassionate, and to save the planet in the urgency right now. So you print all this information of the urgency and the meat harmful diet, also from the UN, scientists, everything, you print it all out from our website, and leave it to your husband. Let him slowly read it by himself. You don't even talk, also fine. And you tell your son he has to cry out whenever he is forced to eat meat. He says, I don't want it, I don't want it. Tell the son to refuse it and cry to the father. Say, please don't force me. I don't like to eat meat because I love animal, because I love to save the planet. Or you have to do something then. Since you are so strong, you have to do something. You look strong to me. And you talk very strong. You know, there are two things. You're strong because you're ego. And you're not strong because you're good.
I'm sure about that.
So, don't be strong in just ego, you know. Have to be strong in spirit and strong in a good way. Think about what to do.
Okay, understand. Thank you, Master.
You have to talk with your son also, okay? And have a good talk with your husband.
You. Thank you.
maybe there's something also there. It's not just about the vegetarian diet. Maybe you and your husband are not in accord. Maybe he feel lack of affection or something. That's why he do this, just to go against you, to revenge, to hurt you emotionally. So you have to have a good talk with him, or maybe more loving and tender to him. Then he might turn around. If both of you are too strong-willed and just try to against each other, then the son will suffer, because both of you will use him as a buffer zone, you know, as a shield against each other, and that's terrible for your son. Think about how to handle this situation. It depends. Have you been neglecting him emotionally? Have you been too strong or hard on him? Are you still loving him? Is he really a good person? If he is, then you have to work with him, okay? You work out the differences, work out the emotional issue, yeah, so that he feels secure and loved. And then he will be with you, yes. Maybe he feel that you neglect him. So please try to see which is the real problem. Don't make your son suffer for both of your egos.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I hope you work out well with him, okay? I hope so.
Thank you again.
Master, the Bible says the God's kingdom is coming and will be realized on earth soon. During the last days, all those bad ones will be cut off, and the meek ones will survive and enjoy the paradise on earth. Master, could you please tell us what is the true meaning of this and what are the criteria for being a meek one? Thank you, Master.
The meek one is the one like you, the fellow initiates, yes, who are meek. Meek means you are not showing off, you are not utilizing your physical, mental strength to abuse anyone else, to harass anyone else, or to cause suffering for anyone. Because you're meek, you're humble. Suppose somebody go and harass you, or you don't even hit him back, yes? Because you're meek. Meek doesn't mean you're a coward. Meek because you're humble, because you fear God, because you know the greatness of a person is not by doing harm to others or being violent to others, but to be good, yeah? To be humble, to be compassionate and loving. And that is the meaning of meek ones, that you will not defend, you will not go against anyone to protect your life. You even don't eat meat to live. You don't want to cause suffering for animals. You see, you rather eat simple meal, vegetarian food, to protect the other's lives. And now you're going out of your way in order to do God's work, in order to do what you think is noble and beneficial to everyone else. These are the meek ones that the Bible mentions. If you are not meek, then what else are you? You are a hero, but a very, very loving, humble, soft, non-violent hero. That is the meek one in the Bible. And those meek ones will be saved, bodies and soul. You see, that's why since you are initiated, your body become better, you're healthy, your mind is more clear, you understand what is good, what is bad, and you even act on what is good, and you even forsake what is bad. And you're feeling better all the time. So, in this life, you're already saved. Save a lot of mental anguish, a lot of emotional problem, a lot of health danger, yes, already saved in this life. And you already know heaven while alive. So, of course, if you leave this planet, you will go high. And that's the meek one.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
We enjoyed your company today for Between Master and Disciples. Tune in next Friday for part 4 of Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion, Going in the Noble Direction. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, up next right after Noteworthy News. May divine blessings fill your life with wonder and peace.